In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Today we have some hard teachings that go straight to the core of our faith. We are called to let go. We are called to empty ourselves so that there is a space for God to come in. In Genesis and the letter to the Romans, we're reminded of the journey of Abraham. When Abram was asked to follow God, he was asked to give up life as he knew it. He had to give up his name. He had to leave his country. He had to abandon his ancestors and their gods. And he had to walk out into a new life, trusting that God would provide for him. Have you ever tried to move houses or get someone in your family or your circle of friends to move? Change is hard, and often we don't like it very much. And here we have this story of Abraham, who God asked to leave everything behind and trust completely in God. If you follow to agree me, Abraham, God says to Abraham, if you let go of everything you know, I will make you the father of many nations. You will be the ancestor of kings, the source of whole races of people, the beginning of a new kind of community. But in order to gain all of this, you have to give up on yourself and all your ideas about who you are and who you serve. In order to let God change his life, Abram had to let go of who he was and be willing to let God make him anew. God knew that Abraham would struggle with this call that was before him, but he also knew that this struggle would produce great growth and faith. In the gospel, we hear hard truths Jesus' followers don't want to hear. When Jesus tells Peter that he is going to die, Peter will not hear it. That can't happen to you, Lord, not to you. And Jesus says, "Get behind me, Satan. You are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." Peter sees Jesus as a person who must be about his own survival. The most important thing for Jesus is to stay alive. What Peter doesn't understand is fear and the works of darkness stem from this crucial understanding that we must preserve ourselves at all costs. It is the devil who tempts us to believe there is nothing more than this life, and we must do all that we can to preserve our existence. It is the darkness that first and foremost wants us consumed with our own survival. The forces of darkness want us consumed with me, myself, and I, holding tightly to the lie that survival is the most important aspect of life. This fear is based on the assumption that there is nothing after death, so death must be avoided at all costs. Just keep things the same and everything will be okay. Don't give your life away. We experience this in our society all the time. We have developed culture that denies the reality of death. We seem to do more and more to extend life regardless of its quality. We are obsessed with this notion in American culture. Life must be extended regardless of the condition of that life or the resources that it takes to extend a life. At its heart is a denial that the reality of the human condition is that all of us will die. Our survival, our way of life must be preserved no matter what, who it helps or who it hurts in the process. Several years ago in the mid-1980s, I did an interview with Maggie Kuhn. If you remember Maggie, she was the founder of the Gray Panthers, an elderly activist movement for human rights for all people. She often placed herself in dangerous situations at rallies, marches, and gatherings of all sorts. When asked why did she do what she did, she said, "We don't do it for ourselves. We are the elders of the tribe, and we are concerned with the tribe's survival, not our own. She was willing to put her life on the line in order to advance and speak out for the rights of others. It wasn't about her personal survival, but of the larger community that motivated her to keep going and speaking out for rights and the dignity of all people. It was because of Abraham's willingness to give his life away, his willingness to let go of concern for his own survival above the survival of the tribe, that led him into this journey of the unknown. Lent is a journey into the unknown, a journey into self-emptying, an invitation to follow Jesus by taking up our crosses of daily life in order to reduce our reliance on self and trust in God's promise of new life. Lose yourself and you will find yourself. Let go in order to let God. If life is all about pleasing ourselves, then we've completely missed the point of why we gather here each Sunday. The journey of Jesus Christ is one into letting go. It is one into death, but death that leads to somewhere, to the promise of new life. We move into death because new life is always on the other side. Not just when we physically die, but every time we have a death, new life comes out of it here in this life as well. If our glass is too full of our wants and desires, our desire to preserve self, we miss an invitation to a deeper relationship with God. One of the things that can actually happen to us at times of sickness or trial is these can be times of real, deep spiritual growth. In order to find wholeness, we must let go for that new life to emerge. The Reverend Kate Moorhead, someone I respect, who's the dean of the cathedral in Jacksonville, Florida, writes this. Jesus instead offers another model. Don't worship yourself, he says. Don't spend all your time trying to fix yourself or please yourself or just stay alive, but instead give your life away. Hand it over to God. Lose yourself and you will find yourself. Take up your cross and the following of Christ, and you will truly find out who you are. So when you come to that moment when you are ready to hand your life over to God, take it in slow steps. Give God some of your time. Give God some of your money. Give God some of your deepest, most intimate thoughts, and let God fill in those empty spaces. Those who save their lives, she says, will lose them, and quoting Jesus, and those who lose their life will save them. God is love, and God will not enter a soul that is too full of itself. And God will wait until you can empty yourself and make some room. And my friends, God can wait a very long time. Amen.